Falkenmire. 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 How I spelt it to you just then was how I mostly say it when people ask me about it. Falken. I always pause after the N because there's an M afterwards that confuses people. And then I do IRE. So my mum's name was Hicks and she married my dad. And my dad died when I was quite young, but we've kept that name. I was born in Lake Argelico, which is a little bit inland of Tamworth. My mum and my dad were both high school teachers and my dad would row my mum across the lake to school and they got married. There's only one Falkenmire family in Australia, so it was always a bit of a mystery to our family how the name came about. And it was quite a large family and they were all in Tamworth and there was 9 brothers and 1 sister. I actually was befriended on Instagram last week by a girl called Eliza Falkenmire, and I have no idea who she is, but I know she's a very close relative. So she lives over in Bondi, she swims. I haven't worked out how she's connected yet, but she will be. We didn't really know the history of the family name until very recently. My cousin went back to Germany, which is where the name is from. It's a tiny little village on the border of Germany and France and Holland. Apparently, the whole family just left the village. Some went to America and this Falkenmire family came to Australia. My grandfather had 8 brothers and 1 sister and they all lived in Tamworth. My grandfather was quite German, but no, probably not. Not really. No, definitely not part of who I am now. I haven't even been to Germany. They all left, everybody. I'd love to know more about them. Yeah, so it's a very small village and my cousin, who is a writer, went back there very recently and did a bit of research because the name is not familiar in Germany or France. People in Holland apparently recognise it, but the pronunciation doesn't really seem to make sense. And he sort of discovered, or his theory upon investigation, was that Meyer is a very common last name. So his theory really is that there was a falcon and there was a Meyer, a lady and a man, and they actually combined their names on the boat over to Australia. I have to say, later on, after my dad had died and my mum remarried when I was in high school, the mixing of the two families, he had children and mum obviously had us, and we moved to a farm near Dungog. And I think things didn't really work, but I think they thought maybe if they combined our names it would work, but it didn't. So we were Lowe for a little while, which was my stepfather's last name. So for a year or two, I was Gemma Lowe. But it didn't last very long. It was because my mum and my stepdad wanted the family to combine, but unfortunately we didn't really, and so we went back to Falkenmire fairly quickly. Once the kids all left home, it was okay after that, and they're still together now. It was a patch, I think. I actually thought at the time, well, this is going to be a lot easier because I had a lot of trouble in roll call with Falkenmire, so it didn't bother me so much. But later on in life, if that had happened to me now, I've got a very deep attachment to Falkenmire because my dad died when I was young, so I feel quite, I'm very attached to it.